Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I want to use this Niners run as an example of something else that I feel like comes up a lot in Bay Area sports. In fact, it came up the last time the Warriors won a championship. When you get to the halfway point, sometimes, I mean, I hear people doing it already with the Warriors, and the Warriors are only 30 games in. So we're not even at the halfway point yet. I think it's a repetitive thing, and I understand it. Fans get to a point where they're frustrated by the product, and they'll go, just play the young people. Just play the young people. Hell, we are about what? We're 5 weeks removed from people I know who are smart human beings who said things like, just save Brock for next year.
Yeah. Go with the hot hand.
Well, but not even just hot hand, but like, ooh, that toe, that's a thing. Patrick Willis, am I right? You got to save him.
Yeah.
Big contract. Don't risk it.
Even can we get out of the contract? Like, ooh, what a mistake that baby was. Whew.
The best stuff in sports is the unexpected. And I know that, you know, this is kind of like every trade deadline with the Giants. Okay, you're one game over 500. Should you go for it? Like, don't be stupid. This isn't going to go somewhere good. Well, sometimes it does. And I think that if you are a real sports team in a real market, you exhaust that first. I think there is a line, and sometimes it's hard to find that line. When's the right time to just be like, white flag this sucker? This isn't going anywhere good. So, yeah.
For the Colts, it was last night.
That's a good point.
And so now you're probably going to take Phillip Rivers and give him the Ariana Grande, thank you, next.
I agree.
You're going to play the Rook and have Philip just chill with his 10 kids up in the booth, and thanks for coming back.
Yeah, let's get some info.
Right.
We don't need info on whether or not Philip's our future quarterback. He's 44 years old. So I just look at this Niners season, though, and they were already playing young guys on defense. But anybody who kind of had that thought, Fred Warner leaves, you're 4-2, and I think there was the thought of like, well, you're 4-2, so you got to play that out, but this isn't going anywhere, so let's go. This is a kind of in-the-weeds example. Get Nick Martin on the field, for crying out loud. Get him in there. Let's see what he's got. And this is an example of why sometimes that's the wrong take. It is sometimes the wrong take a third of a way or halfway through of a season that has been frustrating or daunting to say, screw it. Let's gather info. And hell, if we lose games along the way, then yay, better draft pick. I think at this level of money that it costs to be a good sports fan, and the level of money that they're worth and that they make and all of these things, this is what you owe the fans. You don't owe them a press conference. You don't owe them an explanation. You owe them your effort to win. You owe them, like, let's exhaust that possibility first before we go into info gathering mode, because amazing can happen and the unexpected can happen, and we're watching it right now. We're living it with this football team.
Yeah, and you're in a spot where you can still be the one seed through all the adversity. And even if you're not the one seed, as I already detailed, doesn't mean you can't go out there and still go in and maybe win the Super Bowl. And this would be such an improbable run if it continued all the way into February and you won the game at home through all this adversity and Shanahan gets the monkey off his back and he finally can win the big one. There's so many ancillary stories that would be a part of this unbelievable run, but I'm with you. Here we are, 11-4. They're going to the playoffs, and yeah, that's been very satisfying. Last year was frustrating because they were blowing games that were winnable. They were blowing them. This year, they've had these games, and they're winnable, and they have won them. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes this even more just kind of special is the contrast of last year, where it was, you know, drop passes and blown coverages and a special teams group that was ferocious and, you know, all the rest of the frustrations that you had last year and quarterbacks we'd never heard of, an unbelievably tough schedule in rest disadvantage and back-to-back snow games in Green Bay and Buffalo. There was a lot of things that just went against you last year, self-inflicted many of them. But
a lot of them.
This year, and I was thinking about this last night, Mark, this team is benefiting from Schedule Sam. We know that. And they have a really good backup quarterback. But also, last night they had two penalties. One of them was kind of a goofy D'Amador Lenore, I want to punch the ball out after the play.
What the hell was that?
He was just trying to,
Was that a penalty? Why is that like...
I mean, I thought that was a soft unsportsmanlike. But he tried to punch the ball out. The guy had been down for about 8 minutes.
No, he was laying on top of a Niner. Now, I don't know how long ago the whistle had blown, but I also know that as a football player that's maniacally running after the offensive players, if I saw that, I would be worried that he wasn't down. And yes, I would go try to create a fumble.
Yeah, try to punch it out.
But he didn't.
He just saunters up and punches the guy.
But he didn't really hit.
No.
Like, he didn't. So that's why I was like,
neither did DK
Metcalf.
Yeah, by the way.
What do you mean, neither did DK
Metcalf? He tried to punch the fan in the face and he kind of swooshed the hair.
Oh, well, that's enough with a fan.
Oh, it's enough.
Yeah.
I get it, but
I didn't think the demo thing was penalty worthy.
I thought it was a little bit of a softy, but it just stood out to me because that was one of only two penalties. And, you know, if your defense is not going to be great and they're, you know, middle of the pack in most things, well, can they just bend but don't break? Yeah. Can your offense do enough to make it easy on the defense? Yeah. And part of that is no self-inflicted wounds. Like, you're not holding, you're not giving up illegal formations and false starts, all the parking tickets, as I like to call them. Pre-snap.
Yep.
The pre-snap crap where it's, okay, too many men in the huddle or illegal formation. Like, they had a tackle. He was lined up in the backfield. Attention to detail. This team has been phenomenal.
They've been clean. And you know, you mentioned the turnover thing earlier. Where do the Bears rank in turnovers?
Number one.
So check this out. I just saw this on social media. The Bears defense so far this year, when they have turnovers, okay, when turnovers are included, when they get turnovers in a game, they are number 12 in EPA per play. When they don't, they're number 28.
Wow.
So, like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I know that that's just letters and numbers. Just put it this way. The Bears are not that good of a defense if the Niners take care of the ball. If the Niners don't take care of the ball, the Bears become a top half of the league defense. So,
but even at that, like, they have so many takeaways and they're 12th.
Yep.
Like, the Bears defense is not great. They're very opportunistic.
Right.
And the teams kind of mirror each other in many ways other than the turnovers, because the Bears are going to want to run it and keep it away from Brock and company.
Right. And so, like, I know now we're doing the whole, like, Brock is in his bag because he's had back-to-back weeks that are amazing. We're three games removed from a football game where we walked in here and we were like, it's a good thing that the Niners won. But I don't know. Maybe Mac Jones. Like, he threw three interceptions the last time he was on Monday Night Football. There was a stat that popped up in the middle of that game that was like Brock's career on Monday night, like 5 touchdowns and 11 picks.
Wow.
Because Carolina and Baltimore.
Wow.
That's 8 picks or 7 picks just in those two games.
That's crazy.
So he exercised a few demons last night on that front.
He sure did. And, I mean, the Colts made it kind of easy on him where they didn't really rush the passer that effectively. And you can't blitz because you're down your two starting corners. So it was a lot of just easy pitch and catch for old Brock Purdy.
The whole offense was just, again, you could tell kind of early. I think the Colts go down on the opening drive. They score a touchdown. A little frustrating because, whatever, they had some penalties. Third down, Phillip gets in the end zone. He's gyrating. He's screaming. The crowd is all into it. The Niners get the ball and go, beep, boop, bop, touchdown. And you're like, oh, all right. We're fine. And then they punch the ball out on the ensuing kickoff, yep. And you're like, never mind. Everything's cool here.
Yeah.
And the Niner offense, it was evident early that Thomas Morstead was, again, not necessary.
Just chill, team.
Send him home.
We'll call you when we need you.
Seriously. I would let him just stay at his apartment for these next two games. We'll call you when we need you.
Which we probably won't need you. So,
these are better defense.
I mean, go ahead and just hang out. But, you know, you mentioned the beep, bop, boop all the way down the field, and it's DeMarcus Robinson who cashes it in. And it's like, oh, that's right. They do throw him the ball occasionally. And Kendrick Bourne gets a catch and gets his bonus, and then, oh, we're going to challenge it, and it gets overturned. Bye-bye, bonus. And then he gets it later. I don't know if you saw, but he did he papered the sky with some imaginary money. That's got to be awesome.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, what a feeling. What a feeling.
Yeah.
What if you caught a ball and you're like, you get $500,000?
Well, just think about, like, Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings was holding in with a calf. Was it calf or cash? And he got it resolved. He's had another good year. DeMarcus Robinson was in trouble with the law. He had to sit and wait and wait and wait. Now he's making an impact. Kendrick Bourne was just hanging around somebody's practice squad, and he comes out and had two monster games, one of them on Grandy's fantasy team against me. I'll never forget it. So this receiving core has been, it's kind of like the misfits.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.